he was so excited. He kept telling me he was refreshed. So first of all, let's look at our things of less.
Amen.
Amen. How about we first go through the content first?
Amen.
Go to the content page. Amen. It's great. Okay. Week one. As we are heard together. The gospel of the kingdom.
The
gospel of the grace of God. Three. The treasure of the gospel of God. The righteousness of God. The life of Christ. And the faith of the believers. Four. All gospel. The gospel of completion. Five. The highest point of God's gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's go back to week one and read the verses from Monday to Wednesday. Who wants to say first? Ephesians 1:13. In whom you also,
having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise.
Colossians 1:5.
Because of the hope laid up for you in the heavens, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
Amen. Day 2. Mark 16:15-16.
And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to all the creation. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned.
Galatians 3:14.
In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Matthew 4:17.
From that time, Jesus began to proclaim and to say, repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near.
Come and
be of the kingdom, praise be to God and the Father. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Let us pre-read Revelation 1:6. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And made us a kingdom.
Amen.
Made us a kingdom.
Amen. Made us a kingdom.
Amen.
A kingdom. A kingdom.
A kingdom.
Amen.
A kingdom.
Amen. Yes, made us a kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
A kingdom.
Amen.
Praise to his God.
Amen.
Praise to his God.
Amen. Praise to his God.
Amen.
Praise to his God.
Amen.
Praise to his God and Father.
Amen. His God and Father.
Amen. We are praying to our God and Father.
Amen. Yes, we are priests.
Amen.
Oh, it's all God and the Father.
Amen.
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 To him be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
To him be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
To him be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. To him be the glory.
Amen.
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 Him be the glory.
Amen.
Him be the glory.
Amen.
And the might forever and ever.
Amen.
And the might forever and ever.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go back to the main point.
Amen.
Amen. Point one. So actually before entering into this message, I was asking the Lord, so Lord, it seems that we all familiar with gospel. Mm. So regarding the gospel, how much do I really know about the gospel? Mm. Amen. So after reading this message, the brother showed us that actually the entire Bible,
yeah,
including the Old Testament and the New Testament. It is a gospel of God.
Amen.
It's all about the gospel.
Amen.
So the truth is the gospel, and the light of the truth is the light of the gospel. So actually, the brother from the Chinese speaking, and he even told me that actually many times we just want to preach the gospel and want to be sanctified by the truth, to be constituted with the truth. But actually, he told us that actually we need to be constituted with the gospel, by the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Because the entire Bible is about the gospel.
Amen.
And the gospel is the fulfillment of the entire Old Testament.
Amen.
And the gospel is the fulfillment of the promises, prophecies, and the types, and it's also the removal of the law.
Amen.
It's a full definition of the gospel. And actually, many times when we come to the gospel, we say, oh, okay, there are five gospel books in the Bible. The first of four books of the gospel, and the gospel of Paul. I will just read the title. That's the book of Romans. So, all of these gospel books, they tell a different aspect of the gospel. How about we read A, B, C, D, and point two together.
Amen. The goal of the gospel of the kingdom is to bring people into God, to make them citizens of the kingdom of the heavens. In part, the preaching of the gospel is to bring part of the old creation into the new creation. In Luke, we have the gospel of forgiveness to bring redeemed people back to the God of the same blessing. In John, we have the eternal life that we may bear fruit for the building up of the body of Christ, which is Christ's increase.
Amen. And I really touched by the kingdom in this title. The gospel of the we have is the gospel of the kingdom. So, and actually, it's crucial for us to see that the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom of God. So, the gospel is the kingdom. The kingdom of God is a divine realm for God to work out His plan. It is a realm where God can accept His authority.
Amen.
To accomplish what He intends. And also, the kingdom is a ruling place, the ruling plan, a realm for God to work out His plan. And last night in our home meeting, we have two gospel phrases. We got baptized.
Amen.
But after the baptism, we still have a burden for them, that the Lord give us a burden to shepherd them.
Amen.
Because the gospel does not stop just to bring people to into baptism. Actually, the gospel of the God is the gospel of the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
To help people grow in life,
Amen.
to help them to enjoy the Lord,
Amen.
So that the Lord may have a way in them.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also in the New Testament, we see that the New Testament preaches the gospel in the way of the kingdom, because the kingdom of God is a real gospel. To know the gospel requires that we know the kingdom. And the gospel is for the kingdom. And the gospel is proclaimed so that rebellious sinners may be saved, qualified, and equipped to enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How about we read point five together?
Amen.
Amen. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole entire earth
for a testimony to all nations before the end of the age.
Amen.
So actually, the ultimate goal for the gospel is to bring the end of this age.
Amen.
To bring our Lord back.
Right.
So according to Matthew, being baptized into the reality of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit is for the constituting of the kingdom of the heavens. And God's heavenly kingdom can be constituted only with people who have been immersed into the union with the triune God,
Amen.
And who have been established and built up with the triune God, who has been wrought into them.
Amen.
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 So, praise the Lord for this week.
Amen.
Actually, it's very difficult for me to... This message is still, to some extent, theoretical to me. So, praise the Lord. So let's read it together.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So while considering this morning revival and also all this gospel preaching that we've been doing, I was just considering, Lord, like amongst the many typical Americans, most of them at least have heard of the Lord at least, but many of them also have already received the Lord. And when you hear a message like this, you're like, what do you do? It's the gospel. You want people that have never heard of the Lord, things like that. But actually, if you really enter into the depth of this message, you realize the gospel is not just the salvation, but, you know, it's really to bring people to full maturity. And that's really what the brothers are hitting at, is that, you know, we want them to be immersed into the triune God. To be immersed means you got to be fully in. Also, you got to be wrought. To be wrought with God, that means you have to be pickled with God. And the only way to do that is through, you know, many, many years of even hearing the gospel again and again and again. I mean, I hear we've all read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John many times, and it's like hearing the gospel again and again. And so I was just very touched this week with just the matter of hearing this gospel, but also bringing others and ushering others into this gospel of the kingdom. We want them to not just know about this kingdom. Some may even know about the kingdom, right? It's pretty prevalent in the Bible. It's pretty easy to see. But to be ushered into the reality of this. And I was just encouraged that this is what we're doing in the Lord's recovery. We're not just learning about these things, studying about these things, but really entering into these things ourselves, but also helping others. You know, that's what the Recovery Version Bible is for. You know, it's to help people usher them, help believers being ushered into this kingdom. So I was just very touched this week. You know, even if these ones that we meet might be already saved, already have the gospel, we can help usher them into the reality of this. And this is really what many Christians are seeking.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for such an uplifted view of the gospel.
Amen.
I really appreciate to see, like, you know, the brothers have already brought out, that the gospel is not merely soul winning.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the gospel that we're talking about. This is not the gospel that tells people once you get saved, you have a ticket to go to heaven.
Right.
The gospel is so much more than that.
Amen.
If you look at the first Roman numeral, right, the gospel includes all the truths in the Bible.
Amen.
Thus, the entire Bible is the gospel of God.
Amen.
The entire Bible. I remember when some of us, we went to Virginia Beach for the conference there. It was on this topic, the gospel.
Right.
And Brother Minoru shared, he gave this illustration. You know what's the best track for you to use? He pulled out his Recovery Version Bible. The whole Bible. This is the best track. You could go through any book, any chapter, any topic, and use that as the gospel.
Right. Right.
And actually, all of us, you know, we all need the gospel.
Yeah.
You may say, well, you know, I'm already saved, you know, my salvation is secure. But we still need to hear the gospel.
Yeah.
Because the gospel brings us into,
amen,
all these points. In the first week, we saw the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
We are being made a kingdom.
Amen.
This actually takes a process.
Right.
Yes, the seed is in us. Through regeneration, we have this kingdom seed. But this seed needs to grow.
Amen.
You know, the kingdom is a realm. It's a realm. It's a sphere. It's a place where God, He has a full authority,
amen,
in us to do whatever He wants to do.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
But you check with yourself. You know, I checked with myself this whole week as we were getting into this. You know, there are places in my being, aspects of my life, that the Lord does not have ground in. So what do we need? We need the Lord to grow.
Amen.
You know, His kingdom needs to be established.
Amen.
But that starts with each and every one of us. We need to give ground to Him. Right? When the Lord speaks to us, we need to say, "Oh Lord, amen."
Amen.
When we do that, it allows Him, right, to grow in us. When we enjoy Him in the Word, it transforms us, right? We become renewed. It transforms us. Our thinking changes, right? This is why, actually, do you see that connection between the kingdom and also repentance,
right?
When John the Baptist, he came, you know, he preached this gospel of the kingdom. The first thing he said was, repent. Repent means to have a change in mind. Many times, you know, this is what we need. We need to have our thinking change.
Right.
And that only comes through, actually, the Word.
Right? Yeah.
Through enjoying the Lord, our thinking changes, right? And this is what the Lord needs, right?
Yeah.
To gain a group of people on the earth that can act as His kingdom, right?
Yeah.
So praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'll just finish with this final point. I really appreciate it to see that, you know, this gospel that we're speaking of today, it's the gospel that satisfies God.
Yes.
You know, when we think of the gospel, a lot of times, most believers think, oh, you know, actually this saves me from eternal perdition.
Right.
That's true. It really does. But that's just focused on man's need, our need to be saved. But we need to realize that this gospel also matched or meets God's need.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord, He needs a group of people through whom He can rule and reign. Because the entire universe is in a heap of collapse. And so, as the church, we need to take a stand.
Amen.
We need to be those who will cooperate with the Lord.
Amen.
To allow Him to come to this earth.
Amen.
To set up His ruling and His authority.
Amen.
Right? To defeat.
Right.
The rebellious one,
right?
Satan,
right?
So that his kingdom can be brought down to earth.
Amen.
So may we give ourselves for this.
Amen.
Not only that, you know, our needs would be met, but may we be those who would also meet God's need.
Amen.
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 We want to be people who meet God's need.
Amen.
So I really enjoy the point here. It says the intrinsic purpose of our preaching the gospel is to bring the people of the nations into the triune God.
Amen.
But I would suppose most of the time when we preach the gospel, we don't even think of the triune God. We say, if you believe into Jesus, you will be saved and your sins will be forgiven. But we're not thinking about the kingdom. We're just thinking about part of the kingdom. That is a part of the kingdom, to bring people to salvation, regeneration. But what about sanctification? That's part of the kingdom. Transformation is part of the kingdom. Confirmation is part of the kingdom. All these things are part of the kingdom. So when even us, every day, we need the gospel.
Amen.
You ever thought of that? Yeah, you need the gospel today.
Amen.
The gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
So God's goal is to bring all of us into the triune God, to make us the citizens of the kingdom of the heavens. And as John shared, what would we need is constitution.
Amen.
God's heavenly kingdom can be constituted with people who have been immersed.
Amen.
Into the union with the triune God.
Amen.
We need the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Why? Because God wants something.
Yeah.
Most salvation concerns an individual, personal salvation.
Right.
But God wants something. He needs a realm. He needs a sphere.
Right.
He needs a kingdom. So He can do something on this earth.
Amen.
For His purpose and His economy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for God's economy.
Amen.
Amen.
I saw the feet get ready. Make a share. Those are the ready feet. I know that. I do that too. I'm laying here.
I really, and also the same thing that Dave was saying, but even in a further way, is to realize that if we are not those that are pursuing the furtherance of the gospel, then we are allowing the enemy to actually come in and control. Because that's what the enemy is trying to do. You know, he doesn't want the furtherance of the gospel. He doesn't want the full gospel to be revealed, because that delays the Lord's coming. So we have to be those that are one with the Lord and daily pursuing the gospel. Remember, daily pursuing, you know, getting into the truth. So we can be those that are discipling. So that when we go out, there is just this Christ that is flowing from our being, that can preach the gospel to all those around us.
Amen.
So the Lord can have his group of people.
Amen.
So he can return.
I was just struck by in day one, the first line says, today the reason that the gospel of the Lord cannot be spread is that we do not know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and truth being, and then it says the entire Bible is the gospel of God, what Shepherd shared earlier. And so I think, you know, preaching the gospel, I was struck that, you know, it starts with us,
mm-hmm.
right? If we don't know the Bible, if we don't read the Bible,
mm-hmm.
not just for knowledge, but for life,
mm-hmm.
then when we go out to preach the gospel, we really have nothing to share,
mm-hmm.
right? To really preach. It's kind of like you're sharing, but you don't even have... I don't know. It's like you need to have the basic truth in order to go out to share,
yeah.
right? So I was just kind of freshly, like, to have that vision that, you know, our reading the word, our getting into the truth is not just for ourselves, but is for the preaching of the gospel and for spreading of the truth. And then, you know, bringing, like what Brother Dave said, bringing people to the whole triune God.
Yeah.
Not just the simple, you know, said in the reading, like most people, they just think, oh, heaven or hell, but there's a further aspect to it, right? There's the kingdom. And, you know, they said that the problem is the rebellion against the authority of God,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we, before we heard the gospel, we were under this rebellion, or we were, but
mm-hmm.
we need to bring, just like other people brought us to the Lord, we need to bring others to the Lord
mm-hmm.
as well. And, you know, we need to cooperate with the Lord's authority. And I just appreciate it. You know, we go out, but it's not just we go out in ourselves, but we go out in the Lord's authority.
Mm-hmm.
We have His, He's given us the authority to go out to speak for Him.
Mm-hmm.
For Him. So we need to cooperate with Him in that way.
Amen.
Amen.
Any more ready, Pete?
Nope,
there we go.
I think that for me, I feel this is a really timing word to myself, or maybe to all of us, you know. I also really touched by our going out this past week, right, to invite people for this BFA seminar. And I think this is a burden in the Lord for peace getaway. We really need to preach gospel.
Amen.
Not just preach gospel of grace of God, but the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
You know, when Friday night, we three brothers, we are one group, and we go also door knocking. Basically, we cover the whole row of before this 228 brothers' house, both sides. And probably it's not a good time, but about 80% is not home.
Yeah.
But the rest of the 20%, I would say majority are believers. And they're open, friendly, but a very typical answer is, I'm a Christian, I already have many different versions of Bibles, and some, yeah, and I feel I'm very encouraged with this practice, but I really trouble a little bit. We don't really meet anyone. I feel very open, right? But this morning when I was considering praying with the Lord, and the Lord just gave me a feeling that just because you don't go open, you know, the Lord reminded me there's a lady she say, oh, she trying to be, you know, do whatever the Lord, you know, the Bible teach. So she says she try to love those hate her, and actually she said that it works, because eventually that person, you know, really touched by the Lord. But somehow the Lord remind me, actually, if you can share you this or that to her, that she will be open to this ministry. But what I'm trying to share to you is, to me, I think the Lord reminding us, this is, shouldn't be just one time, you know,
right.
Practice. We should continue to go out, and we need to be equipped with the truth, the whole Bible. And also, we need to, ourselves need to be under this authority. We need to really see the kingship of the Lord. And on one hand, we are all in the kingdom, right? When we receive, we are reborn, born through the Spirit and the water, we enter into the kingdom already.
Amen.
But on the other hand, if we are not in this authority of the Lord,
right,
we don't have this reality.
Right.
So I think this will encourage myself and all of us.
Amen.
We just continue to go.
Amen.
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 One phrase in day one that really touched me. It says, the word of the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
In Colossians 1:5 and Ephesians 1:13, it says, the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation.
Amen.
I think it's really pertinent, because in day one it talks about how actually the truth is the gospel, right? And the gospel is the truth.
Amen.
So when you think about the gospel of the kingdom, meaning the emphasis is to bring people under the authority and ruling of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the way people are brought under the authority of God is by truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is reality. It's not just doctrine, but it's a certain doctrine plus light that actually shines reality into somebody. So when we preach the gospel, our goal is to put a little bit of something that's real, something that's true in the universe, into that person's being. And actually, the shining of that truth within their being is what brings them under the authority of God.
Sure.
I forgot where I read it, but somewhere in the mystery, it says about how God rules through light.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where God shines, that's the part of your being that He now has the ability to rule over.
Right.
So in the same way, the gospel of the kingdom, that's why the gospel of the kingdom is the truth. It's all the truth in the Bible. It's the entire divine revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's actually the shining of a little piece of truth that you place into somebody with your speaking in words that gives the Lord a little bit of ground in their being to shine and therefore to rule.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is also the reason why all of us also need to have the gospel preached to us every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though, like Brother Kyle mentioned, we're saved, we're regenerated, and we enter into the kingdom, but in reality and practicality in our daily life, we need the Lord shining within our being to have the practical ruling of the Lord.
Amen.
That's why I really enjoyed this word that says the word of the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel is truth, so this truth also needs to be spoken as word to people so that the truth can actually enter into people.
Amen.
And in that way, the kingdom seed can be placed into people, and they can be brought under the ruling of the Lord.
Amen.
And just one last thing, one verse this week I thought was really encouraging is 1 Thessalonians 1:8. It says, for from you the word of the Lord has sounded out, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we have no need of saying anything.
Amen.
Yeah, that was really good.
Amen.
Thank you.
your pin? Well, no one's going to share me.
You know, this week I what I enjoyed when I read through the messages is such a clear definition of the uplifted gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the need for the gospel exists because of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And the need of the gospel exists because of rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If there were no rebellion, there would actually be no need for the gospel.
Right.
Right? But because there's rebellion, there's a need for the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So this gospel, we know there's a gospel of grace, right, which confers to man salvation. But the need for the gospel is much greater than that, because God's gospel is the gospel of the kingdom. God gets what he needs, his desire, the fulfillment of his desire. The vehicle of that is the gospel. So in order for us to really to see this, we need to hear the word. We need to hear it over and over. And we need to hear it daily.
Amen.
And so the gospel is something that actually we need daily.
Amen.
So when we hear about the gospel, many times we just think about salvation.
Right.
Okay, we're going to go preach the gospel.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we get into our gospel preaching mode. So we know, you know, those of us who've been to the training, we know we got to pray. Right? And pray. And then I remember sometimes in the training we go, we dip ourselves into a frenzy. So we pray and pray and pray, and we're like,
Life is going to come from me into your spirit.
And, you know, and then if we have one that we baptize and we feel like, hallelujah, you know, this is Satan, you know, Satan is being crushed, and you know, God is getting what he desires. That's all wonderful. And we have these experiences actually in Taiwan, you know, it was amazing to see, you know, like we're walking these people home who are total strangers, and 10 minutes later they're in the bathtub. So it's pretty incredible. But the gospel is more than that.
Right?
That's one aspect of the gospel.
Right.
Because God's desire, it comes down to the triune God desires to dispense himself into the tripartite man.
Amen.
And then he wants to grow in that man, and he wants to rule in that man, and collectively that is his kingdom.
Amen.
And that becomes his realm.
Yes.
So this is what we need daily. Why? Because in order for him to rule in us, we constantly have to keep receiving him. So receiving him once is wonderful. Right? But if we just sat there after our initial salvation, God would not get what he desires.
Right.
Why? Because there's no ruling in that. The ruling that he has is so tiny, you know, in that particular person. So God needs to grow.
Amen.
After he grows in us, then he can rule in that particular realm.
Amen.
The other thing that I really enjoyed this week is it is absolutely linked, the gospel, to repentance.
Amen.
It's completely linked to repentance. Because if we don't have a change of mind, we will never actually be able to experience this gospel. So the initial time we do it, we receive the Lord. But we have to have a change of mind every single time we come. Every single time. Why? Because we're going in one direction in our life, and all of a sudden, you know, we're in our soul and we're thinking about something, and all of a sudden, you know, we're far from the Lord. But at that moment, if we call on him, what is that? That's a change of mind.
Amen.
That's a time when I'm actually turning back to the Lord. I said, no. And then that gives me the opportunity where the Lord can shine.
Amen.
In that moment, in that situation.
Amen.
And so as we go through our lives, our mundane lives, you know, we're having all these things happening to us, all of a sudden, Lord Jesus, you know, all of a sudden you get recalibrated.
Amen.
And say, Lord, I just need you.
Amen.
So it's not like we come
to the Lord for something specific, like, you know, like big decisions, right? You know, like the biggest decision in your life, the first one is going to college. You know, so we always talk to the seniors, you know, make sure, you know, you pray to the Lord and, you know, the Lord can guide you to go to college. That's wonderful. You know, that's a big decision. Getting married is a very, very big decision, right? So, you know, who you're going to get married to, and is this the right one and not the right one and all this other stuff. You know, there's a lot of prayer in that. But there's so many aspects in our daily lives that we need to meet the Lord.
Amen.
This is repentance.
Amen.
And so when we repent, we allow the King to rule in our heart.
Amen.
That's what repentance is. We change our mind, and then we're open. Then the King rules.
Amen.
If we don't change, we're not going to be open.
Yeah.
He's never going to be able to rule. The goal is that he rules. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he has no kingdom.
Right.
So in order for that to happen, we must repent.
Amen.
Okay. So what I enjoyed here is on day 5. I'm just going to read this to you on the bottom paragraph on day 5 under today's reading. What does it mean to repent? To repent means that originally we were rebellious and against God, but then a voice of love asked us to return. To turn back to God.
Amen.
Hence, to repent is to turn back in submission to the Lord and receive Him as our Savior.
Amen.
When we receive Him as our Savior, He comes into us. He enters into us not only in the status of a Savior, but also in the status of the King of Kings.
Amen.
Today, He is no longer the Christ nailed to the cross. He is the King on the throne.
Amen.
Therefore, we have received not only the Savior, but also the King of Kings.
Amen.
The Lord of Lords.
Amen.
When the King of Kings comes into us,
Amen.
His throne simultaneously comes into us.
Amen.
His desire to establish His kingdom in us, to make us rebellious ones, His kingdom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is the gospel.
Amen.
We need to repent daily and even moment by moment.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed B, point B under numeral number 1. It's the full definition of the gospel. So the gospel is the fulfillment of the entire Old Testament. It is also the fulfillment of the promises, prophecies, and the types. And it's also the removal of all the law. It is not just merely that God loves us and we can love Him.
Right.
Amen. So I appreciate that. So every time when I read Bible, it's not just me studying the Word. So the Lord is preaching gospel through me.
Amen. No,
through His Word to me.
Amen.
Every time when I fellowship with brothers and sisters, it's not just we discussing some type of topic or issues. It is also the Lord preaching gospel through brothers and sisters.
Amen.
So I just appreciate that the gospel is everywhere.
Amen.
And the Lord is preaching gospel to me,
Amen.
Using every opportunity.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord that I have this privilege to know the gospel in different aspects. And we all have this privilege to be preached by the Lord.
Amen.
So we can preach gospel to other people.
Amen.
Entire gospel, not just society or social gospel, what do we call that? Amen. Yes,
gospel of grace.
Not just the general gospel, but we have this gospel of the kingdom. We're going to have the gospel of the grace. Every different type of gospel. Just I really thank the Lord that He softened my heart.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for such a high view.
Amen.
Such a complete view.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for the ministry.
Amen.
That opens this up.
Amen.
Oh, what's your real heart desire?
Amen.
To have a realm on this earth.
Amen.
In which you can move.
Amen.
Lord, do this here in Piscataway.
Amen.
Lord, we would be the furtherance of the gospel.
Amen.
The furtherance of this realm here on earth.
Amen.
Oh, start with us.
Amen.
Shine in us.
Amen.
Rule in us.
Amen.
We would just give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, we would be under your submission.
Amen.
We submit to you.
Amen.
Oh, even submit to the ones that you put in our lives.
Amen.
Lord, this is you. This is your. This is your way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Lord, we just give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord, keep our hearts open and soft towards you.
Amen.
Lord, we just repent.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for drawing us with your love.
Amen.
Lord, I want to be those who cooperate with you.
Amen.
Lord, in the presence of your gospel.
Amen.
Oh, we don't want to hinder you in any way.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to be one with you.
Amen.
Lord, work in us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I just want to be channels to blow you out.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Just give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Start with us.
Amen.
The gospel wouldn't merely be an act.
Amen.
It would become our living.
Right.
Have a living that's always turning to you.
Right.
Thank you. We can always repent.
Amen.
Turn back to God.
Amen.
You need to shine on us.
Amen.
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 Uplift our view.
Amen.
Match your view.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you for the gospel, the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Lord, your kingdom will increase.
Amen.
Increase in us.
Amen.
Increase on this world.
Amen.
You would have your way.
Amen.
Be what you want.
Amen.
Lord, have a way, Lord.
Amen.
More in us this week.
Amen.
It would increase.
Amen.
The kingdom would increase.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this ministry.
Amen.
Oh, that we could be so richly blessed.
Amen.
To hear these words.
Amen.
Lord, we tell you we like to be open.
Amen.
To practice what we've heard.
Amen.
To be those continually repenting.
Amen.
Changing our minds.
Amen.
You could infuse us.
Amen.
With yourself and with your element.
Amen.
That you would be the King of Kings.
Amen.
Lord of Lords.
Amen.
In our hearts.
Amen.
All that we go through.
Amen.
Lord, that we would flow this out.
Amen.
To those that we would meet.
Amen.
Lord, we give this upcoming Memorial Day conference to you.
Amen.
That you would flow out.
Amen.
Flow your gospel out to the entire church.
Amen.
All could be benefited.
Are you this week?
Amen.
Rule and reign in us more and more.
Amen.
This week, Lord, we pray, shine your light.
Amen.
Us to you every day.
Amen.
From ourselves to you.
Amen.
Spread this light in our being.
Amen.
This light can shine to others.
Amen.
Rule in us and reign in us every day.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, ring in us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, the kingdom of God, the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, I'm here to bring people into salvation.
Amen.
But also into a kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, gain us.
Amen.
I pray just for this week.
Amen.
That you would continue to shine in us.
Amen.
Speak to us as the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, your kingdom would come more in us.
Amen.
Gain what you're after in us.
Amen.
Around us.
Amen.
Across the whole world.
Yeah.
Your kingdom would come.
Yeah.
Oh, work this out a little more this week.
Amen.
Oh, keep us turning.
Amen.
Keep us repenting.
Amen.
Giving you more ground in us.
Amen.
Little bit more this week.
Amen.
A little bit more shining.
Amen.
a little bit more knowing you.
Amen.
King of Kings.
Amen.
Coming into our heart.
Amen.
Where you'd like to dwell.
Amen.
And rule and reign.
Amen.
Thank you, you come in with the budding rod.
Amen.
To grant us life.
Amen.
Resurrection life.
Amen.
Conquer us.
Amen.
Lord, we pray you would defeat us a little bit more Amen. This week.
Amen.
Oh, settle down in us.
Thank you. After that, we're going to go to the next one.